Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1787. The topic is mindset, and the title is Thriving, Not Surviving. One of my clients is going through some struggles, and they wrote in their journal, and I asked them if I could share. They said, okay. So here it is. They wrote, I feel like I'm constantly taking two steps forward, but two steps back. It can't even be like one step, it's always two steps. I'm getting burned out on trying, but the alternative seems even worse. I want to thrive in my life, but all I seem to be doing is surviving. I'm just rambling, but I feel that you can relate. You've been at this a long time, you've mentioned seasons of life before, but like how do you get through these kinds of seasons when you can't seem to do nothing but survive? Well, I totally understand where they're coming from. We've all been through some crazy stuff in the last couple of years. Everybody went through 2020. Like for me, that was a big thing because it changed business. I couldn't meet with people in person and I had to change kind of all my structures like that. We had some family health problems and that caused a lot of uncertainty, a lot of worry, a lot of concern. My mother-in-law had a stroke. We had to move her. We had to pack up her whole house and move her from New Jersey to South Carolina. We got married that year, which was freaking awesome. Super blessed. But that was also kind of challenging to get that set up when you know, through all the COVID restrictions, through the surprise of having to move her mom and now take care of her mom due to the stroke. It was just a crazy year. That year, Meredith lost her job, which we've talked about in past podcasts, and we were down to one income for a while. It was just so many things were going on. Through 2021, we struggled to figure out how to continue to take care of her mother. I had to change my business model and what I was doing to try to help provide more time towards that. And I wanted to better protect the business for future issues or occurrences such as COVID. It was a rough couple of years. And during that time, I was hitting protein goals as best as I could. I was leaning on a lot of energy drinks and late work nights. I was training, but some days and most days it was a rushed, you know, 20, 30 minutes here or there, or a rushed 60 minutes, not my usual routine or usual effort. It was definitely a time of surviving instead of feeling like I was thriving. A time of fighting your ass off every damn day just not to go backwards, or at least to go backwards slower. I think we've all been there. Those times in life can be super rough, emotionally and mentally. And I remember I had the same experience when I first opened the gym. I was training clients 60 hours a week in person, still had to clean the gyms, do all the financial stuff, had to write all their programs, training and nutrition. It was crazy hours. Before that, it was chaotic when I moved from Pennsylvania to South Carolina. I remember the first winter I slept in a sleeping bag because I didn't want to pay for heat. I remember before that, I was working summers where I was doing 12-hour construction days, but I still wanted to keep up my calories and my protein, so I was taking food with me and trying to eat milk before it spoiled in the sun, tons of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I was still trying to train an hour and a half every night in the gym after being on my feet for 12 hours. Tough times do come. But between those tough times, I had to learn from each time, make changes, and then as soon as I was able to, I slowly was able to trickle in kind of better quality of efforts. And I think that focus is helpful. We often think that to get ahead, we have to do more. But you could also just do better. Nutrition. You can find faster meals with higher protein content that are still cheap but healthy. Training. You can fine-tune exercise selection. Learn time-saving techniques. Reprioritize, reorganize your weekly split so maybe you only need 3 workouts a week instead of 4 in order to make the same progress. Refining. That's the process while surviving. If you can't do more, how can you do better? Then as tough times ease up, you can keep the better that you've developed and start adding in the more to push progress even faster. In tough times, when you feel like you're only surviving, don't look at what's missing, at what you can't do, at what you used to do. look at what you're doing and say, how can I do this better? If I only have 10 minutes, how can I get more out of these 10 minutes? If I only have $100 a month, how can I get more from my $100 a month? How can I refine what I'm doing when I can't do more? That's a mindset that's always kept me proactive, motivated, and hopeful. It's a mindset that kept me fighting for progress and believing that progress was possible. That's what kept me engaged in the fight. So when you're fighting to survive, refine what you do to the most important basics. For nutrition, how can you be consistent with your calories, consistent with your protein? And how can you spread your calories and protein as best as you can throughout the day? Training. Anything is better than nothing. Body weight exercises, plyometrics, jumping, hell, going for walks. Just move. Movement is better than sitting on your butt and doing nothing, regardless of your goal. Use what you have. Focus on what you can still control. If you're struggling to survive and you're feeling burned out, don't worry about not being able to do more. Instead, focus on doing better. Again, focus on what you have. Focus on what you can still control and try to refine. Don't worry about more. Focus on refinement. Now, I know that that's a broad kind of concept. I can't get into, you know, every listener's life and tell you specifics, but I can tell you that if you focus on refinement, it'll keep you engaged. How can you refine what you do if you can't do more? That's how you'll stay engaged. It'll keep you proactive because you'll be looking for things to do. It'll keep you motivated because maybe the next thing will work. Maybe the next thing will work. Oh, this worked a little bit. How can I get a little bit more? And that keeps you hopeful that change is possible, that continued progress is possible. So if you're struggling to survive, stay engaged. Focus on what you can still do. Focus on what you can still control. Focus on refining what you have, not worrying about being able to do more. Okay? If you need anything, reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.